RTE.
QFM.
Roz and Emma.
And we have got Laura Dowling in studio now. Viva La Vulva 2.0 is happening on Sunday, May 5th at the National Concert Hall. An evening at the National NCH to discuss all things women's health with open and honest conversations surrounded by laughter. And that is definitely something you bring to social media as well, Laura. A good laugh while talking about, you know, serious things like females need to know. Mm-hmm. And also just saying that it's also for the lads as well.
Yeah, it is. Well, the lads need to know it too, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a real female-focused event, but there are a few men going. I know there's a few sneaking in.
The name is amazing, Viva La Vulva.
How did I get away with it,
My God, it is like genius. But tell us a bit about the event and what people can expect from it.
So the event, again, as Roz, you just said, it's about open and honest conversations about women's health. So what I found in my practice as a pharmacist, you know, for so many years, that women were just afraid to talk about their anatomy, their genitalia, their vaginas, their vulvas. And generally, they will use the same term for their whole anatomy. They'll use the word vagina. Look at my lovely little puppet that I have here.
Just for the audience who are listening, obviously, this is a radio show, so you can't see. You came in with like these kind of, what are they called?
Vulvas.
They're actually called vulva puppets now.
Vulva puppets, yes, sorry.
And she said they look like a pair of slippers, but they absolutely are not a pair of slippers.
I was very excited. But I did think, I was like, why does she have got some teddies for us in her hand? And I was like, they're vulvas. So this is incredible.
Yeah.
Do you bring them everywhere you go?
I bring them to Tesco even, in case I need to whip it out and show
someone. Yeah, just show someone.
Always be prepared. I love that, yeah.
Now, I often find, I think, you know, a lot of people now, there's a growth on social media discussing women's health, but it has for years been overshadowed by men's health. And obviously, we probably know the reasons why. But any woman listening, like, what are kind of the top line things they should start really considering about their health?
So they should get to know their vulval anatomy anyway, know exactly what things are where, and if they have any issues, if they have any sexual discomfort, if they have any vaginal dryness, if they have any regular UTIs, if they have what they think might be regular thrush, to go and get it seen to go into your pharmacist and ask for help, or go to your doctor and ask for help, not just suffer in silence, because that's what this whole show is about. It's about talking about those things that we're kind of a little bit afraid to talk about. Like, no one wants to talk about leaking, about incontinence. Like, one in two women leak postmenopausally, and people don't talk about it. They're wearing dark trousers all the time everywhere they go. They may not get up and dance at a wedding. They may not be doing their exercises, because when they do, they leak loads, and they don't want to say it. They're embarrassed. Mm. Whereas when we're talking about it really openly and honestly, and they see that, you know, half of the other people in the room are experiencing the same issues, they can see that they can go and get help then. And we have a women's health physio in with us, Aoife Harvey, so she discusses all of those things, prolapse, incontinence, where to go for help, the simple things that they can do to help themselves that doesn't cost an awful lot of money. So yeah, it's mind-blowing what, when you get a load of women into your room, what can happen, because women are getting up and they're sharing their most intimate stories.
Oh, wow.
And then also we have a confession box, so they can actually just put their questions into the box, and we answer them.
Anonymously, great.
Yeah, and we answer them as well.
I love this. So it's a really safe place.
And I open up every talk by saying, this is a safe space. What happens here tonight stays here tonight.
So obviously you're doing, it's a show, but it's very much people can get involved with the show.
Absolutely. So we've like three speakers, and then it goes down to panel discussions.
Okay.
And we have a drag queen there.
Oh,
she's amazing.
It.
Wonderful. Yeah. And dancing and just lots of fun. We've Kyla Cobbler. She's a comedian as well. She's from Cork. We won't put that against her, will we? But she's great crack too. So it's about bringing the humour to it, because obviously these are really serious conversations.
Yeah.
But I always find when you inject a bit of humour, you know, people kind of remember it as well.
And also they let their barrier down to be able 100%. To speak about things. Yeah.
And you mentioned that obviously like postmenopausal, like leaking and things like that. So is it for women of that generation, or is it for women of all ages?
It is all ages. I've had 21 year olds at my show. So I'd sell out shows in Kerry, in Cork and in Galway. I had a 21 year old in Kerry, and I had an 86 year old woman there with her five daughters, ranging from 40s and up. So it is all age groups, and everyone can benefit. So if you go when you're younger, you'll know what's going to happen coming down the line. We talk about post birth and everything like that too. But then when you're older, you'll go home and you'll tell your granddaughters, or you'll tell your daughters. So it's really for everyone. And like, I couldn't even get on the radio or in the newspapers in Kerry to even promote it, but it was sold out, and I had women emailing me towards the end going, can I get tickets, can I get tickets?
This is brilliant.
And I didn't have any. So the women are voting in their numbers. They want this information.
And for women in their 20s and 30s, like, what is something that they can kind of maybe start educating themselves on? I know for myself, coming into my 30s, I didn't really know my cycle that well.
Yeah,
not gonna lie.
Yeah, a cycle calendar is really important for girls at that age too, because you know your moods with PMS and that, and then you can go to the doctor if you're tracking your cycle for say 3 months, and you can tell whether or not your mood is low, you're ratty, you've got that rage kind of coming up to your period, and then it dissipates.
Yeah.
That's kind of PMS. But then you can go to your doctor and say, listen, this is my cycle over 3 months. This is the way I feel. This is the way I eat. We all eat a little bit more coming up to our period too, don't we? And then your doctor can kind of prescribe things for you, tell you what to do to help. So all of those things can really help. And it's about getting to know yourself, like we said, getting to know your flow.
Yeah.
Getting to know about STIs too, really, really important. STIs are kind of considered to be this, you know, God, let's not talk about them because, you know, it's embarrassing.
Yeah. And it's so important to get checked.
It is so important because if girls particularly don't get checked on regularly, if they're having, you know, numerous sexual partners, they can pick up things like chlamydia, gonorrhea. That can, chlamydia in particular, can render them maybe infertile when they're older. They won't realise it until, because they're asymptomatic, 70% of STIs are asymptomatic. So you'll be going about your life and then maybe you could be infertile when you're older. So it's really important that we blow open this, you know, Catholic guilt about our anatomy, our bodies, and just have these open and honest conversations, and then we can do something about our health.
Because we've talked on the show before about even the importance of going for smear tests, you know, because I know a lot of girls are kind of almost scared to go and get a smear test. So like things like that and getting tested for STIs, it just should be normalised.
Absolutely, 100%. And it starts with knowing your anatomy and, you know, and little girls and little boys knowing the anatomy of female bits too, really important, because if a little girl then knows where, if something's sore, she'll know how to explain it, or if someone touches her inappropriately, she'll know how to say it. It's to get rid of the shame associated with women's bodies as well.
Yeah.
And like you said, there's loads of work been done on it, but we need more and more.
And I know what you were saying there about actually going in and using the service of a pharmacist, because they are so knowledgeable and asking for their advice as well. And you still work as a pharmacist?
So I work sporadically as a pharmacist. Okay. I mainly do.
Do people get starstruck when they come in? Do they? Go on.
Well, sometimes.
Yeah, because every time I see on your stories when you're working, I was like, if I went in there now, I'd be like, oh my God.
I think I'd be more starstruck if you walk into my pharmacy than me.
Laura, what are you doing here? You know? But last thing now, is there still tickets available?
There is, but there's very few.
Okay, where can people get them?
On the nch.ie, and the tickets are €75, and it includes a €200 goodie bag, actually.
Wow.
I thought it was 120, but we totted it up yesterday. So many lovely brands have come on board, so they're getting.
And that is May 5th. So if you've just heard that conversation there and you're really interested, May 5th, go on the National Concert Hall website. There are like a handful of tickets maybe left.
I think
left.
Maybe in around 100. I had a little look this morning. But and you know, and it's really good for the women from the country as well. They can come up because it's the Sunday of the bank holiday.
Yes, so they can travel back then as well.
Or have your night.
Yeah.
Well, exactly. Doors open at 6. I'm on at 7. Bums on seats at 7. And it's over about 10, quarter past
Brilliant.
10. So you can have a little drink after.
Laura Dowling, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And best of luck at the event.
Thanks a million.
RTE. QFM. Roz and Emma.